That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, listeners. It's your friend Tig Notaro. I wanted to let you know that today, my new stand-up special, Hello Again, premieres on Prime Video. So check that out, tell your friends, and share the good news on social media. Thanks.
Chatting with friends on the Handsome Pod. Chatting with friends on the Handsome Pod.
Cheers.
Hello, it is your friend Tig Notaro sitting here with my co-hosts.
Fortune Feimster.
And your pal. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, May.
It's my most stressful part of this podcast.
Is saying your name.
Hello? Yes, yeah. I'm May Martin.
And welcome to the Handsome Pod.
Oh, welcome.
Well, before we move on, May, how are you doing?
I'm absolutely fine. I don't know why I couldn't breathe and speak.
Well, I mean, you're only, what, 38?
36.
36.
Oh, my God. A baby.
I haven't had time to learn how to speak and breathe at the same time.
I'm 25. This is crazy.
Oh, this is crazy.
I can rent a car. 42.
I can rent a car for the first time. It's pretty exciting.
Can you not rent a car before 25?
No.
You're
25
kidding.
Is the age.
But that her parents gave.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it really is. That's the rule. 25.
The only reason I want to get my driver's license is to like rent a car and go on road trips and drive my friends. So now I'm like, maybe I wait.
But well, you're old enough.
You are old enough.
Wait,
I was more concerned that you
God.
Need to learn
Wait
how to drive.
Minute.
Wait.
Walk us through how
my
that
thought
happened.
Process there. Okay, I was thinking, I truly thought.
You're well past.
Yeah, I could. Okay, so I could.
Yeah, you can rent a car.
No, Canadians are only, they have to be
37
or above.
I think I thought maybe the gap was like you have to be driving a certain number of years.
Interesting.
But I also must think of myself as 21.
Maybe
that was
do.
Crazy. That was a really genuine.
That was a reveal.
Is that the age you feel like you are?
I have two. Like I feel like we've talked about. I feel perpetually like 13 braces, yeah. long oh, hair, yeah. Monstrous.
That,
and then
that
and
person the, can't drive.
That
a car.
Person cannot. The but they would be blasting
hat.
Third eye blind. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Third eye blind.
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and imagining I was like the male singer. Mm-hmm. I had long hair, braces, acne, and I was like, I am
by choice.
Yeah, I was like, gotta get the whole picture. And I was so obsessed with all these men, and I would have these fantasies where I would be singing like, I don't want to miss a thing, like a male thing, but I would imagine grown men in the audience watching me with boners, like that they were
interesting.
Have I said this before?
You've said something about Third
Eye
Blind
before.
I feel
like you give off the vibe of that.
The boner part. Yeah. The boner part's new.
Fortune. Dig. What?
I'm just repeating May.
Well, don't repeat that word.
Do you think if we went on a cross-country driving road trip, like...
Ooh, fun.
Put
it
right?
on the list.
Put on the list, actually.
Thomas. Put
who,
it on the list.
Who would be in charge of, like, the playlist, and would we all agree on...
We would have to rotate the playlist.
Okay.
I'd be in charge.
I think that's
really?
True.
Yeah, I'd be in charge. But you'd be holding the map.
Okay.
Because we can't use GPS. You'd have
we
to...
We can't?
No.
Not even Waze?
No.
We'd have to bring a paper map.
Wow.
And you can't
every
drive.
Passing car. I can't drive because...
What are you doing?
I'm winking at people, high five. driving. I'm doing it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's yeah. May doing?
I really want to drive.
I'm doing you're this. You're singing some tunes.
You're singing for sure.
We're both singing.
I know. You're putting our suitcases in the car.
Oh, I can lift the suitcases. Yeah.
So and then strong.
Yeah.
During the drive, I'm kind of...
boners over there.
Fortune!
You have given everyone a boner.
What has yeah. the show turned into?
I'm in the car giving everyone boners.
Now yeah. I'm driving, so does that mean if you're the playlist, are you in the front
seat? Well,
nobody's
driving. Well, maybe we should bring Thomas.
Thomas, you
Thomas
Mama
is driving.
Drive.
Thomas is driving because you're navigating.
I can be in the back seat. I don't mind
bossing us around.
Isn't the passenger person the boss?
Yeah, backseat driver is the boss.
Okay,
but will you be navigating from the back?
I'm worried that actually I'm pretty good with directions. So I was I would do that. Yeah, sure. I'll navigate from the back.
With a compass, like a physical
compass.
Yeah, a compass
and a map from a gas station.
Yes.
I don't even know it's how to use a compass.
And whenever we get lost, then we have to pull over to a gas station and ask.
Ooh, and get snacks.
No, ask directions.
And get snacks.
Wait, but in the car, I'm just like on my phone texting or something?
We
or?
Need you to be of use to us.
Are I you... could compliment Tig's music choices in a very obsequious way. Just like, I love this one. And where did you first hear this?
Now, are we live streaming any of this or is this for us? May could be in charge
of
that.
We'll probably need to turn it into a documentary.
That's true. Yeah.
Also, you could be flexing your muscles.
I have been...
You've been lifting weights.
I just ruined any like coolness I would have had by the level of excitement in my voice. I'm like,
it happens every time.
I've been working out.
I have actually been
lifting heavy.
You're lifting weights?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's like, you know, the way with your treading water, like,
yeah.
So I
it's
just
my
went,
treading water.
Yeah, sorry, Tig's.
And then
treading water.
No, it's mine.
It is not.
What if I was like commandeering treading water? No. Tig, this is my thing.
I started it. And by the way, I started it.
Why does that tickle me so much? I mean, fortune, you're treading water. That's mine.
Actually, it's mine.
Okay. So it's like Fortune's treading water thing.
Yeah, Fortune's
thing
you. That she borrowed from
Tig. I've been on a break. It's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
But you know how you like go up an increment in your half
I do
beat.
Know how I do this.
Yeah. Tig has no idea about this.
Well, I don't go up in increments. I just do it for an hour straight.
That's
oh,
true.
Really?
I had to work my way up. But it is Tig's thing. So.
And now you've worked your way out.
I
due to the weather.
I was just going to say I've gone up to a heavier weight, I guess. It's not a
great
story.
Oh, that's where we're getting to?
That's where we're getting to. I've gone up.
That's good, man.
I've gone up. Thanks.
Yeah,
it feels
so
good.
You'll lift the luggage.
I'll lift the luggage.
You lift the luggage. Since
and flex.
Since we are sharing good news, I did find out that my heating bill wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be. Doing my thing of treading water.
Okay.
That's
because I have
news.
Solar panels.
You know, getting to know you better. It's so funny how you are on to you like you know dates and amounts of money and you know you're like you're very business minded.
You are business. You're organized. Yeah. You're the of the three of us. Like
Stephanie really pointed that out to me.
Really?
After our live show, yeah, she was like, you know, Fortune just like gets up and. Confidently shakes hands and like you know and I was like well that's
wait
Jack's
gets up and
bossing her around.
This is positive hands. Right
yeah
okay
yeah
but wait did I not get up and did we were we
wait,
just did, sitting there
I don't know what we were
wait,
doing
wait who was I shaking hands with
the
oh like the pe all the people that came
like business
in
I see
the people that were like hello handsome pod we might want to
right because we were all kind of sitting there like do 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 and I was like
yeah
it occurred to me I was like oh I should like give a proper hello
well we had Biggie backstage that was really exciting
that was an honor
he's my baby
I have this nice camera and you remember I was taking all these pictures of Biggie and in my mind they were going to turn out like these beautiful like National Geographic portraits and they came out and they're just like so much flash and he's just like what is it like his eyeballs
I think
are
he's
just...
cuter in person like you don't get his magic unless you see him right there up close
it's also like I don't like little dogs that feel fragile and he's like proper like you could hug him like he's just like
he's little but hearty
little legs he's good
I like you guys even more now because you appreciate my son
who wants to talk about my cats
well,
I'm
do
a little
it
scared of,
are the cats on a road trip
it's not Fluff it was Linus who
oh yeah are the cats on our road trip
yeah of course
okay
god are they in a carrier?
No.
Just Roman free.
Yeah. Okay. In a small sedan.
Oh, wow.
We're not even in a van?
No, we are in a small sedan.
Oh, no. Okay.
We don't have that kind of cash. I'm
trying to think about what size book bag do I bring.
Book bag?
You guys don't carry book bags?
I travel books?
No, like a, what do you call it? No,
purse?
Like knapsack? No, backpack?
A backpack. Oh, what did I call it? A book bag?
Yeah, book bag.
Like, whatever. Backpack, book bag.
A book bag's like a satchel, I imagine.
Oh, is it?
I've never heard
that. I thought a book bag was also the same thing as a backpack.
When we're on this road trip, like when I would go with my parents, like we'd have big arguments about navigation and stuff. Like, do you think that's going to happen?
I hope we don't fight.
I don't feel upset with either of you.
Me neither.
But I guess anything could happen.
Remember when May that one time said, I hope that we go past April. Do you remember saying that?
When was that?
The like podcast at one point?
You said that like two weeks
didn't
ago.
Didn't May say that?
Yeah.
Like, well, hopefully we go past April.
Are you serious?
It was something
Fortune
random.
Fortune and I
like
are
that.
Picturing this into our retirement years. And May's like, I hope we make like this cheese, at Easter time.
Like eating cheesecake together.
That's really funny. But then I also said confidently that if I could pause time, I'd like to spend a week with just us. With you guys.
That's true. You
and
made
you guys
up
were
it.
Like, ah, we're busy.
Yeah, I don't remember us feeling similarly, but
I would want to spend some of that time with you for sure.
Yeah, like
what,
a long
weekend.
Then I'd want to also sleep.
A long weekend.
I'd also want to sleep.
You're going to want to
sleep
over
catch
the
up
week.
On some rest.
I can't. How can I sleep when I could be bonding with my friends?
Okay, be honest.
I
like,
love to sleep.
To go on a road trip.
Yeah.
With awesome. Your four of
with
us.
Your best yeah. friends.
With the four of us.
Yeah.
Not your best friends, but the four of us.
Finn and Max thinks that we're your best friends.
Well, they ask. Are Fortune and May your best friends? No, they are my coworkers.
They're the friends I chat with.
Yeah, but
we're your friends though.
Right? Not best friends, but
no,
we're friends.
But I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah, I had to explain to him. Well, no, I don't care about them that deeply. But I like them a lot. And but yeah, if we went on a road trip with Mr. Thomas,
mm-hmm. yeah,
in a small sedan,
yeah.
With heavy luggage in the trunk.
That May's carrying.
Visceral. I can almost smell the sedan. Yeah.
Yeah. How long
does this last?
Yeah. How long is the trip?
A week?
I could do what if we do we did a long weekend.
May have. Oh, you want to do a long weekend? I thought you were going to say longer than a week.
Oh, I don't know.
You wanted to stop time to be with us.
I think it's the driving part that's freaking me out, though. Like,
you don't have to drive.
I know, but still, it's
you
a
don't
very.
Be in a car.
You just have
space.
To be in the car flexing.
Wait, does anyone get car sick?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Good.
No, I don't think
Jax
I do.
Jax gets car sick, but she's there's no room in the sedan.
No, yeah. We got
our ladies will be home. You know.
Yeah, we got to bring two cats, a dog.
With oh, three
your
cats.
Book bag is
I have three
huge.
Cats. Your book bag is going to be a problem.
Taking up a whole. Your book bag
is
like
full
in the
of books.
Book.
Not a single book in there.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to get one of those racks on the top.
Yeah.
For your book bag.
Okay.
And one of the cats.
How about this? Holiday weekend. So yeah. It's an extra
Which
day.
Which holiday? Christmas?
Memorial Day.
Let's go for Christmas.
Let's spend Christmas together.
Let's spend Christmas
Memorial Day or the 4th of July weekend because my birthday is July 1st. Mm-hmm. We could celebrate all of these things.
So do we ever arrive at a destination or we're just driving?
Sounds like we're just going to like Big Bear and back or something.
Never getting out.
I feel like we're aimlessly driving.
Are we going
when
to,
we get
so.
Tired.
Are we going to the Phoenix?
Somewhere tropical. Phoenix or somewhere tropical like
Palm,
that?
Palm Springs. Palm Springs would be good.
I would do
it's
a week.
2 hours.
Yeah, we want
well,
three solid days of driving.
Oh, we have to drive the whole time? We can't at yeah. some point end up.
Yeah, I guess
at
we could stay at like
resort?
A motel, roadside motel.
Wait, why does that have to be a motel?
Well, we are on a budget. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Also, I feel like I would eventually get tired of you flexing.
Yeah.
So
me
you
too.
Can flex at the cars going by.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I'll just turn my back to you. Or you can put me on the rack on top and I can just pose. Wow.
And we could do a sign of like, if you want to see more of this, follow us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we should be promoting the podcast during this road trip.
Right. Well, Thomas will have a megaphone out the window.
And we have a great plan,
singing,
guys.
Singing, pretty with good. Friends on the handsome pod.
And we know if Fortune gets annoyed at us, we just compliment Biggie, and then it warms.
Or me. Why would you be annoyed with us?
What's your problem?
Sounds like you guys are pretty entertaining.
That's enough flexing over there, May.
Like that?
Is that your... Who was that?
Was that you or Tig?
Yeah, it was me angry.
Is that you angry?
I guess, in this scenario.
Listen here, Jax. Listen here.
You become chill on a road trip.
Yeah.
Well, you suddenly became like a bad guy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I would only be ornery if I couldn't start the morning with some sort of espresso situation.
Mm-hmm.
If I, like, once I wake up and I've I do like to shower in the morning. I'm a morning shower person.
Mm. I get like right when you wake up, you take.
Yeah. I get up. Before coffee.
Whoa.
I go straight to the shower. I get off all the night sweats. I don't know if I have
my God.
And then I go straight for my espresso machine.
Uh-huh.
So as long as I have those two things, I'm in a good mood.
And have you looked at your phone before all this?
I like glance at it a little bit, but I'm not like knee deep in it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're in the shower, you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Do you ever take a bath or is it always a shower?
I love a bath.
Okay.
Not in the mornings though. That's more of a like if I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm by myself and the room has a bathtub. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Get out those bath salts, baby. We're going to have some me time.
What about bubbles?
I love a bubble.
Yeah. Love one a bubble.
One big bubble. In a tub.
Right,
a,
right here.
Bubble.
On my nip.
Oh my God.
The other one's just fully exposed.
The other what?
Nip.
Fortune.
That was a setup.
We've been talking about it on the podcast. I've been treading water lately. Just a few minutes out of my day that I take for myself to do something that's good for me. I wake up feeling better. I have more energy. And, you know, small actions like that can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Well, Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules a day. Now, I've been using Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic, and it's great. My skin feels better. I feel better. It's just good. So trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/handsome and use code 25handsome to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/handsome. Code 25handsome. I love the show Hacks, and it is back, baby, for season 3. That's right. We are going to see what kind of antics Deborah Vance is up to this season. She is such a treat to watch because who doesn't love Jean Smart? She is so freaking talented. Now, season 2 left off with Ava being fired. If you haven't watched any of Hacks, guess what? It's on Max. You can catch up, and I highly recommend that you do so before season 3 starts. There is also an official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Agnello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. So check out that podcast, but watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This whole thing has been a setup.
I love a bath. They're great.
Oh, I love
it. Some people think they're just like sitting in their own dirty water, which is also true, but that's okay.
Yeah, but live a little. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's my dirty water.
Yeah.
Stephanie and I take baths together, though.
Oh, tell us more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
You and Parvati don't?
We tried the other night and we're like instantly too hot and just like not enough room. And it was like kind of sexy for a minute. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to go.
Oh my gosh. We get in the tub together all the time.
This is the content everybody's been waiting
this
for.
This is great.
Come in a little closer.
Bubbles?
Oh, bubbles, okay. Bath salts.
Yep. Candles?
Yep. Maybe some candles. One time, ooh, candles. Did I tell? I think I told you about when we tried to have.
TMI. No, continue. We're good.
Have I told you my feeling about TMI?
Oh, no.
Well, TMI stands for too much information.
Yeah.
And yet TMI gives barely any information.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Continue about
the math. So, there's a lot of people on the edge of their seats right now.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's all. We just, we sit in our filthy water.
And then what?
And we towel off.
And then we're still in the bath right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, wait. Are you guys making out in the bath?
No, we sit. We chat with friends on the handsome.
Are you reading books?
No, we chat. We sit okay. and chat. And
do you bring your book bag into the bathroom before you?
Yeah,
I don't have a book bag. I'll be honest with you. No. I just have a clutch.
A little clutch. God, get a clutch.
But see, y'all are small. You two can fit in a tub easily.
Well, but we still are grown people and our legs are all right. Where there's moments in the bath where we're like, oh, can you move your leg? Well, yeah. Sorry. There's those little moments, but we like to do that before bed. And then I don't know if I mentioned this on this show or not, but my brother collects whiskey and he sent fancy whiskey. Uh-huh. So we were like, okay, maybe when we take one of our baths, we could have a little whiskey when we are in the tub.
Yeah.
And so we did that. And I took a sip of whiskey. And I was like,
and you were like,
God. That good stuff is so strong.
Really?
It's so strong.
Because it's a high alcohol content.
And from the heat and the.
I heated up and I had to get out of the tub. I jumped out of the tub.
That's hardcore. It's like 110% proof or something.
I ran to our bed and I was like, oh, God. Stephanie's still in the tub. Like, what happened?
It's always like, it's so sexy at first, but then when one person has to clamber out of the bath, you can't be sexy doing it. You become this like spider monkey.
It's true, like when one person gets out first, b-hole. Well, is that better?
I'm sorry,
right in front of your
do you not know how to not do that?
No.
You can't sidestep out?
I'm lucky to get out of there alive. Sometimes your b-hole is in full view.
Well, who cares? You're married to this person.
I know, but do they want to see?
Yeah, that's what she married you for.
I don't know if that
solely.
Was just that.
Solely for that.
No, are you? But I would have assumed that you guys were big into baths together. That's surprising that you were like, I'm gonna get out of here.
No, I just hop in the cold shower and towel off, and then start lifting weights.
Isn't that amazing?
We did. I wish I was that guy. We did. We have had a couple, but no, I think in previous relationships I've been more into baths. I had a romantic like Valentine's Day bath with someone who then. Farted in the bath so loud and
bubbles.
Then laughed so hard and I was so thrilled, like I was
that's funny.
Crying laughing, and she was so, it was like she turned it into like a jacuzzi, like it was a really significant.
And that's do you want to name names?
Yeah,
she might appreciate the shout out.
I loves naming names.
I'm scared. Well, she would stand by this
name.
This was like a recurring problem for me. It was a delight, but
it's a recurring problem for you because I feel like you've had a lot of...
Of tutors.
Yeah,
so
I have actually.
Some people have tutors, May has tutors.
Wait, what?
What was that?
I was trying to make a joke that May has... Some people have suitors, you know?
I got tutors.
But May has tutors.
I liked it.
Thank you allowing me to
do you want to say
do
it again?
Wait,
say it one more
say
time.
Say it one more time, yeah, but really sell it.
Some people have suitors. May has tutors. Surely that was better.
You should close your next special with that.
I'm writing it down.
Okay. You don't need to. You'll never forget that. It's good. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. I dated someone who I won't name who would pour gallons of apple cider vinegar into the bath. And it smelled like vinegar so strongly. And she was like, it's good for like your pH or something. I was like, who told you this?
Drink it.
Gallons. Yeah, well, then she'd be in the bath and she'd gargle the
no!
the apple cider vinegar.
The one that's in the bathtub with her?
Yeah. Drink it.
Oh, no. And I broke up like the next day, right?
I would end it there.
It was not.
Get out, you weirdo.
That's wild.
You filthy weirdo.
That is wild.
She flew in to visit me one time and I was
and she brought her apple cider vinegar with her.
I was like, like I gotta order some to be ready for her. Like you know the things you normalize when you're dating someone. You're like, oh, and then she has the apple cider, the vinegar.
So you were
bath.
Just like, were y'all both in the tub and she drank it?
I never got in.
Okay.
But she would try to encourage. I got sick once. I got a cold. She was like, you gotta do the vinegar thing.
Did her pH? She smelled fine.
There was this. Yeah, she smelled great, but. Well,
she smelled fine.
There was a slight vinegar.
She smelled like vinegar
in the apartment after the bath, but
this is
she smelled great.
I've
yeah.
never heard of someone being in a bath with apple cider vinegar
and drinking,
and they just get a cup and just.
Wait, I don't think there was a cup involved.
Just ladle it. Like,
I think it was like hands.
Hands.
This was like when I caught her.
I love that Fortune pictured her. With like
a little ladle,
a little spoon, and
yeah, hands. This
when
is
I
like
did...
primitive. I don't.
I've never seen Fortune this mad.
Get over this.
Yeah,
and I love that you were like, "I got your apple cider vinegar
Wait,
for this."
Primitive? How?
I was really.
I don't even think it's primitive.
Like,
I just think it's
like beastly.
Weird.
You think it's beastly?
Yeah,
beastly.
Let's see a picture
feels
of this
beastly
one.
I was really infatuated and just kind of was like, "Yeah, okay, all right, that's pretty weird,
oh
but cool."
God.
And
was
then
this person hot?
I'll show you after.
See, this is the problem. We let hot people get away with weird stuff.
I think
someone needs to start telling hot people that not everything's okay.
I remember one time though, I had
heard
to go
loud and clear.
I had to go to work, and I left her like in the vinegar bath. And then so I came back, she'd left in the evening, and she'd done like in a rom-com, written on my mirror with lipstick, a message to me, which A, so hard to get off your mirror after, like, and also she had spelt my name wrong. And we had been dating 4 months.
How did she spell your name?
M-A-Y. I know.
I'm speechless.
I know.
Well, I hate to ruin this conversation about apple vinegar, but we have a very special guest today that I feel like we should.
We do.
We cannot wait any longer because
okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
This is, we have been behind the scenes talking about this and the potential of this happening for since the beginning,
mm-hmm.
putting yeah. pressure on Tig to make this a
there
reality.
There has been a lot of pressure
yeah.
on me.
Yes.
And
I was willing to step in and ask if it didn't work out for you to ask.
I was not.
Yeah.
Because I don't know this person.
I do know
but
this person.
But you've seen her in things.
Oh, I've seen her work. I've
yeah.
seen her work. And I'm a deep fan, so this
Same.
Is huge.
Okay. Well, and here's what's fun. Not only, like, you put pressure on me,
yeah.
but guess what?
What?
Guess who else was putting pressure on her?
Who?
Her private chef.
No way.
Huge fan of Handsome.
No
oh,
way.
Can huge her, fan.
Can we? Okay. This might be a little forward. I know we haven't gotten to our guest yet. We know who it is. Should we ask her? Do you if you want to follow up to see if we should come over for dinner at some point?
I should probably see if,
yeah.
if
oh
her chef
God.
Wants to make Handsome
but
dinner.
But at Jen's house.
Well, you just revealed who it is.
Well, it.
No,
I mean, it
people
is in
don't
the description.
Know. People don't. Well, nobody will know who Jen is until
That's
I
true.
Explain that it's Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Oh, my God.
What an exciting day on the Handsome Pod.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You filmed with her.
I have.
You were in a very funny scene that I remember thinking,
yeah.
that was a great scene.
Office Christmas party. We had a, I like to call it iconic scene where I drove her in an Uber in an office Christmas party.
It won the People's Choice Award for best scene with electric
sure.
chemistry.
No, but kidding. I had met Jen a couple times.
I also call her Jen, just so you know.
Where are people just meeting Jen?
Well, she did a couple things. I sat beside her at Thanksgiving at Chelsea Handler's house.
Okay, nice.
Long time ago. And she was like, I was so starstruck. She's so pretty and so like the nicest freaking person.
Chelsea?
No. Yes, tall. And it was the only seat left. And I just started at Chelsea. Like, no one really knew who I was.
Oh,
and
my God.
She was like, I made the Greek salad. I'm like, I love salad.
Oh, my God. You're like, I mean, that was my favorite thing on the table.
Crazy.
I love Greek people.
Oh, my God. She's Greek.
I know.
Yeah.
But, and then she filmed a thing for this little after show thing we did. And then, yeah, did that movie with her. And then I would see her, you know, press stuff.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's you guys the are proper pals. You're in morning show.
Yeah,
together.
We are like buds.
We are proper pals. I'm happy to tell you my origin story with
yes,
Jen.
Please.
We were both at a wedding in New Orleans. And this is what I was just saying to Jen the other night, that it's so crazy that we met in New Orleans. So we were at the wedding. Her spouse partner was in the wedding.
Okay.
And so she was just like, hey, come sit by me. Because we had been talking mm-hmm. briefly. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then we had such a nice time. And then at dinner, she was like, come sit by me at dinner. And I was like, yeah. And
yeah, because when you're, I mean, I guess we'd say Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
There's the big reveal.
I already said it.
Oh, you
yeah,
did?
You missed
yeah,
the
I
big
looked
reveal.
Right at the camera. I think I don't know which camera.
Did you? How did I miss that?
Well, because
I think I was still thinking about the apple cider vinegar bath.
Yeah.
When you're Jennifer Aniston, you can just move a place card and put
and the
someone
seating
else.
Arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sat by her.
I did, and we had such a fun time that weekend. And I left thinking, well, that was so fun, and
yeah.
she's so nice, mm-hmm. and but I wasn't thinking. I'm sure we're probably going to be pals.
Yeah.
And then I went out to lunch with my agent and he was like, what went on with you and Jennifer Aniston last weekend?
Oh
and I
God.
Was like,
you're like, what?
I said, we were at a wedding. What are you talking about? And he said, her agent called me and said, Jen wanted to work with you.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was so thrown off because I was just like, oh, that was just a fun moment in time. And then, you
that's
know,
so
I think
nice.
Sometimes when people are as well known as Jen,
mm-hmm.
there can be those that, you know, just maybe you find out they're not as friendly
right.
or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then with her, I was like, Stephanie and I always marvel over just the kindness
mm-hmm.
that
oh,
she exudes
oh,
with strangers, with fans, with
yeah.
friends, anyone that comes in her door, you know, she's
yeah.
just so, anyway, and then, yeah, working with her,
mm-hmm.
Has been, a real treat.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know why I didn't get her phone number. This is weird.
Well, I have never met her, but when Lisa Kudrow, who's my friend and the best, was promoting my show Feel Good, she did like an Actors on Actors interview with Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Aniston said that I was beautiful.
Aww.
In the clip. We've never met. She was like, oh yeah, and that person's like so beautiful. I isolated
that
the clip.
Is, yeah.
I went into iMovie. I isolated the clip.
Yeah.
I thought I sent the clip to everyone I knew. Yeah. It really,
yeah.
I wrote, I was high off
I
that
bet.
For a
That's
couple of.
High praise. She did do an impression of me once. I think I isolated that video.
Oh,
That's really,
really
yeah. good.
What, did she nail it?
She did a very good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know her from Friends. You know her from The Morning Show. You know her. You love her. It is our dear friend, Jennifer Aniston.
It's Jen Aniston here. I love each and every one of you, by the way. I have to say that. And pardon the stain on my shirt. Okay, here's my question. Have you ever been to a psychic or a medium? Mediums talk to dead people. That said something that absolutely blew your mind. That you couldn't believe they got. Ungoogleable information. That is my question.
She's the best.
God, name a more likable person.
Come on.
I mean, she is very likable.
Yeah.
She just
she's gets more beautiful with age. I mean, I know we're gushing at this point.
But yeah, from I know we all have like
real
blood. I'm actually gushing from menopause right now.
Do you want to take the blazer?
Yeah, I'm going to take the
blazer off.
Get it off.
Come on now. I like a psychic situation. I have not talked to one in a while, but there was a time in my life where like once every like 4 months I called a psychic.
Once every 4 months? Yes. What were, was it because you're really waiting on love kind of thing?
I think so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was really into it.
It was like, where's Jack?
I was like, give me all the information you can.
And what were you saying to her? Like, who is my partner going to be, or what can I
just
do?
Like, career was stuff was not happening, and
okay,
love stuff was not happening, and it just kind of, you know, I need answers.
Was your psychic like, hey, fortune?
Yeah, like,
oh my god,
I think I got Christmas cards from the psychic.
No
for like,
way,
for like 3 years. I haven't done it
to lonesome fortune.
Honestly, since I met Jax, I have not talked to a psychic.
It's really weird that this question is coming now. It's a little spooky because I've just been DMing with a psychic medium who's a fan of Handsome Pod.
Whoa.
And it popped up and I followed her and then I DM'd. I was like, hey, do you have any sessions available? And she's super booked up, but yeah. I just liked her vibe. So my grandma went to see a psychic after her boyfriend died and she was really like, I just want to talk to this love of my life. Mm-hmm. And it was in England and it was this psychic medium who didn't charge. He was just like burdened by the gift. And oh. So I kind of trust that. Was it
a man?
It was a man.
Because I was just about to ask, are psychics ever men?
Definitely they are.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes in and she sits down and he's like, okay, your father's here. And she was like, I don't want to talk to my father. I'm looking for my boyfriend. And her father died when she was like 4 or something. And he's like, yeah, your boyfriend's like busy, I guess. So hooking up with someone else. Or he's like, your boyfriend's not here.
Or he's, you know, down there.
Oh, God. Fortune.
He didn't make it up there. You know
don't.
What I mean?
Don't even talk like that.
Oh,
don't
my
even
God.
Suggest such a thing.
Don't talk about my grandma's boyfriend like that.
Yeah.
I can't with you.
Then he could be down there.
So then he goes, you're...
Stop looking at me, Tig. Go on, May. I apologize. For Tig.
Tig's still keeping an eye on you.
He's in heaven. We know this.
Okay. And then the father's there. And then she's like, okay, well, I got nothing to say to my father. I barely knew him. And the psychic says, he wants me to tell you that he's sorry he yelled at you for when you brushed his top hat fabric the wrong way. Mm. And that's the only memory of her father that she had.
What?
How specific is that?
Oh, because he probably knew that and yeah. She didn't want that. He didn't want that to be her
yeah.
only memory and it be bad.
Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
That is wild.
He should be charging.
He should be charging.
But he's probably... That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, this was... Your grandmother's experience with a psychic?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because Jen's question was our experience with a psychic.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
this
one
over
right.
here. This is in rare form.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. But it's always someone else with ghosts and
yeah.
stuff. It's always a friend.
Someone else always has a cool story. I'm trying to remember if there was a specific thing that, like, came true. I think I went so much that all... that all the information just rolled together.
Yeah.
So when you would pop up, when you're like, hey, it's me again.
She's like,
anything on the horizon?
Sometimes it was on the phone.
Okay. It wasn't on Zoom or.
No, but this was pre Zoom. This is a while ago. This would have been like 10 or 11 years
Skype.
Ago. Yeah, Skype, FaceTime.
How insane is it that Skype missed the boat?
I know.
Like, they were all teed up.
They were on the...
They were doing it.
Cutting edge.
And then a pandemic hits and Zoom's like, we got it.
Yeah, it's weird. That's a good point, too.
I miss it. I miss the sound. The beep, 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 beep. Right?
Yeah, I don't remember the sound, but it bothers me that... Skype is like, we had it in the bag.
I know.
Like, wait, what happened?
I know. Well, since we're telling other people's psychic stories.
I shouldn't have.
I had heard an interview with Ellen.
Why are you pointing at me?
You're gay,
you're
too.
Friends with Ellen. You're gay, too.
She did finger guns at you, too.
Ellen did an interview once where she was told by a psychic about that she would get Finding Nemo.
No.
And that would be the thing that, like, turned everything around. And
but how is this a story Ellen told you? Or she, you read no, it in she, People magazine?
Ellen has told me no stories.
Because I have follow-up questions, but I feel like you don't have the answers.
I don't
answers.
Have the answers, so yeah. Don't ask. It was an interview. I'm sure that I'm not making this up. That Ellen... did I can't remember on what,
but even who cares if you're making it up, like, why are you telling
this? Is like when you tried to tell us the whole plot of that Western TV show, but you were like, and then he's in his family and
because I honestly can't think of a specific thing a psychic told me, so I was like, well, I know someone. I don't like know her.
I just read it
and- who had that experience
in the early 2000s. I think Ellen went to
it. Did what if we show Ellen this episode and you're on here talking about
it resonated with me because I remember thinking, God, I wish I knew who that psychic was
so you could get
so I could call and get a reading,
get an animation gig.
Yeah, hopefully mine's on the horizon. Now I don't have the need as much. Like I think I was looking for answers. You know,
I want to talk to dead relatives and friends.
I would like to talk to my grandmother.
Yeah, I would really like to do that.
The Long Island medium.
Yeah, the Long Island medium, and then also
and she does it with an accent. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I have your grandmother here. Here's what she wanted you to know. Okay.
More, please. Yeah, more. Like, yeah.
Your grandmother says you know that. That bottle on the counter, don't even worry about it. That happened. It wasn't your fault. You're good. She's great. And just wants you to have peace, okay? You know what I mean?
I like when they go to a stadium of people. I'm getting the letter R. Is there someone needs a letter R? And then like
1,000 people. Yeah.
What do you mean a stadium of people?
This is goes on tour. They're like those mega churches. Yeah, and people go and they do like Crossing Over with John Edwards. Remember him?
That was people like, want to talk to the loved ones.
Well, have I told you
lately that I love you? Yeah.
Hopefully. You have a story. This is good. Jenna, well, like this.
I have a story. I was booked on the Long Island medium.
What?
Oh, wait. You did tell us that.
We did know this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
use the episode because you everything. Because well,
everything
like,
she said, I was like, no. I showed up. I was so newly in my relationship with Stephanie.
Yeah.
And Stephanie is so into psychics.
Yeah.
And mediums, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, this isn't totally my thing, but I love Stephanie and I want to go and do this.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I went so open.
Okay.
I really did.
Damn. But there's got to be.
I still want a reading with the Long Island medium.
Should we all do one?
Is she
one?
Still on TV?
She's doing tours and stuff. I see her name on marquees.
Thomas, can you put that on the list? We
would
go.
Like the Long Island medium to get in contact with us so that we could talk to one of our loved ones.
I won't repeat that story, but yeah, go into much detail about that. But it was
disappointing.
But ooh, this you might enjoy.
Okay.
Okay.
I've talked to Jen's.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Because she has one.
She has someone that she goes to.
A lot of famous people have a psychic.
Have like a good one that doesn't advertise publicly. Like no. A good, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
I think I heard in an interview.
Oh my God. You need to stop.
Jen got her psychic from Courtney.
I don't know where this person came from.
Maybe.
But
can
maybe.
I get the
And that's Courtney Cox.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get the detail. Then this is someone, a medium who can communicate with.
This is not a medium. This is a psychic.
Okay, okay.
And Stephanie and I both did a session with this psychic.
What do you think?
I mean, even if it's not real, it gets you to think about yourself and your life. And I don't know, man. I think it's.
So wait, none of us have a story?
Well, I did have a psychic. Another...
Wait, is this an interview you read with Drew Barrymore?
No, I did my very first psychic ever.
Yeah.
I had just come out and she told me I was bisexual.
Oh, no way.
I was like, click.
First of all, I love the laugh you just did. Fortune just looked at me and went,
click.
Okay, girl.
So I was like, whatever you're going to say after this
is
kind of like, I don't know.
But like the government and CIA and stuff used psychics until like the 70s or 80s.
Oh,
like,
for serial killers.
Serial killers, like in wars.
100%. 100%.
Like that book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, like they were conducting psychic experiments until so recently, and then they just, I think it just got bad PR and they stopped. Yeah. But
I love a psychic. I would go tomorrow if I knew of a good one. I don't trust the psychics with the neon signs.
Okay,
if you're that good,
even if they have a crystal ball in the window.
Yeah. Because if you're that good,
did I tell you about Psychic Sonia?
You don't
Sonia?
Need a neon sign.
Yeah.
In Toronto, Psychic Sonia. Next time you're there, you got to go just to experience the charlatan, the fraudulent charlatan that Psychic Sonia is. You will die.
Is
you
this
go
like Miss Cleo.
You go on
she's
Dundas.
Famous?
No. Tiny little shop with a neon sign. You go
well, she's
in.
She's now famous.
Yeah, Psychic Sonia's going to be huge. I went in with my best friend Joe, and we go in, and there's smoke. She's smoking inside, all
of
the
course.
Windows closed. And in the background, weirdly, she's watching a documentary exposing fake psychics. So she, I don't know.
This is like.
I'm serious. It's
in your psyche.
It was, yeah. And then she's like, what do you want? Like, she's annoyed that we came in.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
She just act like she doesn't want it.
She tells your me business. I'm going to meet my husband in Australia. Mm. She's trying to establish my gender, like, the whole time, being like, and so you are friends? What is this?
She's like, I really need to get to the bottom of all of this.
And then my friend Joe was like, I guess I want to know, like, people give me advice a lot, and I try to, and sometimes I don't want to do what they say, but should I, like, listen to people more, like my friends? Yeah. She goes, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know, like, I don't drink hot beverages. I don't like coffee, and people are always like, drink. She's like, what do you mean you don't drink coffee? He's like, I don't know. She goes, you need to drink coffee every morning. 2 sugars, 2 milk. You need to drink coffee. And she's like, what do you
advice.
Drink? He's like, water, juice. I don't know. She's like, you got to drink coffee. She was like outraged. And then she said, your friends are not your friends. They're lying to you and they make fun of you behind your back.
Was that true?
She was a total crazy fraudster.
Oh.
And neon sign?
Neon sign, psychic sign.
Well, maybe she's not going to be popular now that.
I think people have to go for the experience because she was so full of contempt and disdain for us. Yeah. It was really remarkable. We recorded it.
Do you guys remember Miss Cleo?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw the documentary.
Oh.
There's a documentary?
There is.
Is it good?
It's good.
What was her catchphrase? There was, she was like Jamaican?
Yeah. Or
please don't do
or
it.
Or maybe she wasn't. Maybe she, I think I remember in the documentary. Wait, what happened?
I just said, please don't do it. It felt like
I'm
unfortunately
nailing
about to
every accent.
Launch
you do not
into
your Jersey.
I think that she maybe pretended to be Jamaican.
Oh that
no
was fake
way.
Too.
Yeah.
Wow.
What if psychic Sonia's
real anymore?
Yeah, her name might not even have been Sonia for real.
But not one of us have had a psychic experience that really stands out as being like, oh, they told me this thing and it. And did you know that like 3 weeks later that happened?
Mm. I do have one that I was present for, but wasn't for me.
Let's hear it. I'm all about that.
Okay.
Secondhand news.
Wait, wasn't that Miss Cleo's catchphrase? Let's hear it. I'm all about that.
There is a catchphrase, though.
Yeah, there is.
That can't
what
be
is it?
Can we Google it?
Call me. Oh, yeah, but I won't do the accent.
It's call me now, but. But okay. I'm maybe 8. No. It's already falling apart. I'm 10. And okay. I'm with my dad, and we're in Brighton, that like seaside town in England. And there's like a pier, and it's the 90s and kind of an old school pier still. And there's a little caravan that says psychic, and it truly looks like it's out of The Wizard of Oz. And
my kids just watched that yesterday.
For the first time?
No. Okay. And we actually went and saw The Wiz live production here in Los Angeles over the weekend.
Oh, I got to take.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so we go in, and my dad's like, he used to be very mystical, but he's sort of become pretty pragmatic. And so we go in and sit down, and there's this old man, and he's looking at my dad's hand. He's like, you were a writer? My dad's like, yeah. And he's like, and you were living abroad, and then you've come back here because your mother's sick? And he's like, yeah, and which is true. And then he's looking at it, and then he suddenly looks at me and goes, can you wait outside? I'm 10.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, just step outside for a minute. I need to speak. And I go outside. My dad comes out 20 minutes later, white as a sheet.
Whoa.
And he has never told me what was said in there. He's just like, ooh. I don't want to talk. I don't know.
Oh, my
know.
God.
And
we've got to find out.
What was it? Am I going to get hit by a bus or something? Like,
I think at this point, you're pretty good.
You think buses? I'm good?
Yeah. Well, people still get hit by buses.
I know, but
when they're adult.
I think May's all right.
Yeah. What? How?
Yeah. Are you a psychic?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't want to tell you guys.
Misfortune.
Misfortune.
Call me now.
Call me later.
Wow.
Leave a message.
Well, clearly he said something that was really stuck.
Yeah. I don't know if
it
was like.
You were here to tell us.
I don't know if it was a prediction of the future or like very accurate about the past, but it was, I think, spot on. And I looked for that guy. I went back in my 20s and it obviously
disappeared.
Caravan's still there. And then it's like some charlatan. I love that I get to say that word.
Charlatan.
In this episode twice.
I love that.
Mm, I love you too. Should we hear Jen's response?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hopefully she'll have an actual
experience. Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, so the answer to that question for me is yes, I have. I spoke to a medium about 4 years ago. We were so much was coming through, but she said this one thing, a bunch of things that blew my mind, but this one was really incredible. She said, your mom could never compete with her first husband's dancers. So my mom's first husband, my brother's father, was a big band leader, and he always was having these affairs with women. And my mom was always sort of, you know, quiet and meek. And then she said, but he also wanted her to know that he never recovered from the death of his sister, who died in a plane crash.
What?
So I'm like, but that's so specific. So I call my brother, and I said, I also didn't know his father had a sister. That was the other thing. So I said to my brother, Johnny, did your father have a sister who died? So I don't say plane crash. I don't say anything. And then he goes, oh, yeah, Aunt Jane, she died in a plane crash.
No.
That's wild.
What?
Excuse me? Oh, Aunt Jane, yes, she died in a plane crash. Chills now, even repeating the story. So yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I truly did get goosebumps.
Yeah. Same.
The specificity of dancers, plane crash.
All of it.
All of it.
I want to go to that.
I mean, there's nothing where you're like,
I want to go to that medium.
Can we get that person's contact? And because I
maybe
would
maybe the night that the private chef makes his dinner. Jen was like, this asking a question that's come with a lot of strings.
Yeah,
I think the easiest thing for us to do would be to move in, for the three of us to move in with our families and animals
into
Jen's
house. Her
house.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
when she's
yeah, yeah.
talking to her psychic, we could pop in the back and be like, what about Fortune's animated show?
Is my grandma coming through?
Maybe this is where our road trip should be too.
Her house. Exactly.
Yeah,
the road trip could be to Jen's house.
What if I contact
my... Wait, the road trip is to Jen's house?
Yeah, it's not far.
We're going to take a road trip?
It's not far. Well, because the rest of the weekend, we're going to be at Jen's house. Okay. Having a slumber party. That was a cool story.
What if we contact the medium? I talked to my dead grandmother, and she's like, why are you talking about my problem area on your podcast? And that's the one thing she's mad about.
She might be upset about grandma's problem area.
We've talked a lot about grandma's problem area.
Your grandma's problem area.
Yeah, specifically.
I mean, that area is a real problem.
That's all to say, clearly we would go to a psychic.
We're all open to it, it seems like. Yeah, yeah. And like I would love to.
If you're out there and you're a psychic.
Particularly a medium, I would really.
A medium. You're a medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so. my girlfriend had someone tell her that in a past life, she stole her best friend's wife. She was a guy and her best friend had a wife, and the wife was in love with Parv in a past life. And then the best friend went off to fight in a war, and so then since then the psychic was like, that's why you feel you don't deserve love, and like you feel guilty about it, and you sort of shut yourself off from love because you feel like you betrayed your best friend in this past life. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you could say that to anyone, really.
I wonder what.
But that's another story of someone else's.
Someone
right?
else, and it's not even a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's on par.
I mean, I was the only one
on
that
par.
Really
on
par.
Parv.
Oh no, you brought.
What happened?
Well, yeah, I was gonna say I was the only one that brought an actual story from psychic. But then I realized you did too. You would every month calling and going, where's my girlfriend?
Am I going to find love?
Am I going to be in an animated movie?
I'll call you in 4 months to check back up on this.
Hi, Fortune.
Do you have any other questions? Nope.
No. I just want my love to come home.
But it is funny with psychics when they're like, the words like, Coconut Grove is coming to mind. Does that have any, you know, meaning to you? And you're like searching so hard in your brain, like Coconut Grove, like maybe Coconut Grove. Like,
I mean, my friend May's allergic to coconuts.
Yeah. And you're like, reaching for any straw. Like, yeah, actually, that yes, that does track Coconut Grove. Yes, what about it? That's the best part about psychics. You just want.
You try and connect anything. Yes.
And really anything. All everybody wants to hear is like, they forgive you, they're happy, they're at peace, mm-hmm. you're like, nothing's your fault, and you're the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, excellent episode, my friends.
Oh, what a man. Podcast.
What a podcast.
I don't know what else we can give.
Is this going to be our final episode in April?
We didn't make it past April. I do want you guys to know one thing, though, before we get into the end of the podcast.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. What?
What is it?
Are you quitting?
Fortune, what
Fortune,
is it?
Fortune, I'm scared.
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. Wait, how's the rest of the song going?
Oh my God.
Because you're there for me too.
When the rain starts to fall. And it's raining.
Guys.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It feels
God.
Kind of medium-y. And
it feels, I got goosebumps.
I didn't.
I also
I
genuinely
thought.
I bet
you never thought that life would.
Oh, she's going to
come on.
Your friend's a joke. Wait, your job's a joke? You're broke. Your friends are.
Thank okay. you. We have your headshot resume.
Thank you. I almost beat my pants.
Not on my couch. Fortune.
Like, it was so close. I'm good. I'm okay. I did it.
Okay. Oh, and you God. Sing that like somebody's grandmother in church.
I don't know the words.
So. I know, but the
I'll be there for you because you're there for me.
Thank you, grandmother. And thank you to Jen for that awesome question. Yes. And
thank you, Jen.
Thank you so much.
One of the coolest answers
we've
had.
Yeah.
May, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Buttholes.
Hey!
I'd like to always plug just go on my Instagram. You can see I'm always at Largo and, you know, around the town.
Yeah.
I'm on a podcast called Handsome.
Yeah,
check that out.
I feel like my new special might be out.
Always
Hello Again.
Yeah.
On Amazon. And I'm going around Los Angeles doing my new material at Largo and Dynasty Typewriter.
The title of your special I can so hear in your voice too.
Hello
like,
Again.
Or like, hello again. I don't know. I can just hear it.
I don't even say it.
Hello you don't again. Say it in the whole.
Well, I don't want to blow it, okay, but yeah, okay, I don't okay, say okay, it okay, in cool. the whole special. Right.
Do you say it like, hello Newman? Hello Newman.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, sure.
What is hello Newman?
You know, from Seinfeld.
Oh, well.
Anyway, Fortune, you got anything?
I've never seen Seinfeld.
Are you serious?
I haven't watched a lot of it either.
Yeah. What?
I've only seen like maybe 4 Seinfeld episodes.
This is crazy. I didn't want, I feel like I know every beat of the Friends theme. Like, it was, I was trying really hard not to jump in.
I assumed you probably knew the whole song.
Like, oh, wait, can you sing the theme song to Morning Show?
I have it in my head.
Well, that
it sounds
help
like
us.
A doo doo doo. Doo 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 doo. Do, 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 do.
Okay, we have your headshot and resume.
You know, it's like like the song.
No, that's it.
The song like
you got it.
Please, can someone on social media take the audio clip of Fortune doing that and put it over the title credits?
Yeah,
I have it in my head, but the song's so unique that I can't wrap my head around how exactly it goes.
Or you could put the Friends intro at the beginning of the morning show.
I really need someone to do this with both of the
switcheroo.
Yeah. Did anyone tell you life was
gonna
be this way? I can do the Broadway version.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Did anyone tell you life was gonna be that way?
Oh my God.
Second gear.
Oh yeah, second gear. That's in there. I'm on the last leg of my comedy tour, the Live, Laugh, Love tour. I don't know if anybody like Jen wants to come to a show.
Yeah.
Let me know. Okay. You can go to my website, fortunefeature.com, to see if I'm at a city near you.
I'll just go to it when I miss you. Just go to the website.
I appreciate that.
I'm also at tignotaro.com.
We have great, handsome merch.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we ever.
Pretty Little Lady sweatshirts, handsome t-shirts, stickers, little cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travel mugs.
I'm loving seeing
tumblers,
them out in the wild.
Mm-hmm. You can go to handsomepod.com to get any of that. And people were tagging us before the last holiday, saying they were so pumped because they ordered their loved ones merch.
Yeah, ordering now for Easter.
Yeah. Yes, Easter's a big,
huge gift giving.
Yes, Hollywood.
Yeah, and also it's really important to know that you should subscribe. Click the subscribe button,
please,
and review us. Give us 5 stars.
Yeah,
share this episode,
especially after this episode.
I mean, this is Jennifer Aniston,
and. It does not get better than that.
Yeah,
there's some hot off the press secondhand anecdotes about celebrities we read interviews.
We've told so many stories about other people's psychic experiences. just a good time. I feel good when I'm around you guys.
Yeah, I feel good.
Till next time.
That's right. Yeah.
Keep it handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Mae Martin, Tig Notaro, and Fortune Feimster. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com and please follow us on social media @handsomepod.
What a podcast! Hey, handsomes. I just wanted to take a quick second on behalf of myself, May, and Thomas to wish our great pal, the very handsome, the very hilarious Tig Notaro, a happy belated birthday. She just celebrated a couple of days ago, so we wanted to give her some love, and you too can still celebrate our favorite pretty little lady with an exclusive OK Dyke Tig sticker that's only available until this Thursday, March 28th. If you go to handsomepod.com, you can pick it up with any order, and you do not want to miss this sticker. It's so cool. It's that picture of Tig with the long hair fixing the tire. So good. You're the best, Tig. We love you. Happy birthday, my friend.